Trans activist tells Nancy Mace's staff sex-based bathrooms are bad because cancer patients lose hair. By Hannah Knudsen on December 5, 2024. Transgender activists made a stop at Representative Nancy Mace's RSC office this week, and apparently, one of them told her staffer that sex-based bathrooms are bad because cancer patients lose their hair. Although the argument has absolutely nothing to do with biological sex in any way, shape, or form. Mace, who is on the forefront of the fight to keep biological men out of women's spaces, shared a video on X, showcasing transgender activists. Both men and women, dancing in a women's bathroom somewhere at the Capitol complex in protest of Mace's move to stop biological men from using women's facilities at the U.S. Capitol. "These people came to my office yesterday," Mace said. "One of them told my staff it's bad to have sex-based bathrooms because cancer patients lose their hair and can look like the wrong sex. Anything but the truth from the radical left. Hashtag hold the line," she added. This logic coincides with that of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who bizarrely asserted that Mason Republicans are actually endangering women by trying to prevent biological men from using women's facilities. Mace has been on the front lines of this fight after proposing a measure stating that any member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer, or employee of the House may not use a single-sex facility, including a restroom, changing room, or locker room, in the Capitol or House office buildings, other than those corresponding to the biological sex of such individual. It comes as Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, is joining the House of Representatives in January 2025. "I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it," Mace told a reporter, defending her position. "Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect," Mace added. "I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms." This week, Mace doubled down with the Stop the Invasion of Women's Spaces Act, which would block men from using single-sex spaces for women, restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, at all federally funded facilities, not just the U.S. Capitol. This includes public schools and universities, national parks, government buildings, healthcare facilities such as hospitals and clinics, public housing and shelters, and transportation hubs like airports, train stations, and bus terminals, a press release from the Congresswoman's office reads. "We introduced a resolution to stand up for women, and the left lost their minds. But I'm not here to make them happy, I'm here to protect women and girls," Mace said.